Trump is in Britain for a visit that includes meeting with the royal family, a state dinner, and talks with outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May. Britain's Queen Elizabeth greeted Trump and his wife Melania after they arrived at Buckingham Palace by helicopter Monday. After a welcoming ceremony that included a 41-gun salute, the Trumps headed inside for lunch with the Queen. Trump's visit comes as Britain is in the midst of political turmoil. Prime Minister May announced last month she would be resigning after failing to complete Britain's exit from the European Union. Trump has publicly backed former Foreign Minister Boris Johnson to succeed her and told reporters late Sunday he may meet with Johnson and pro-Brexit politician Nigel Farage while he's in London. His trip to Europe has just started, but it's already been marked with controversy. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president had not even arrived in London before he called the city's mayor a stone-cold loser, after Sadiq Khan said the president did not deserve red carpet treatment. The state visit comes amid Brexit turmoil, with Prime Minister Theresa May stepping down this week. Still, the British have planned 3 days of pomp and circumstance.
We're going to put on a fantastic show for him this week.
Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says it's about celebrating the two nations' ties and marking D-Day's 75th anniversary, which the president will do in both the UK and France. I'm Sagar Magani.
Donald Trump is demanding Syria, Russia, and Iran stop bombing the hell out of Idlib province in Syria. Trump said in a late Sunday tweet that the bombings are indiscriminately killing many innocent civilians. Idlib, along the Turkish border, is the last major part of Syria, still controlled by rebels trying to topple President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News. At least 13 people were killed Monday and many others critically injured when Sudanese military forces opened fire to